Now Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Welcome to this week's look at Ukraine's Jewish heritage. Klezmer is a traditional Jewish non-liturgical music with roots in Galicia. Like other folk traditions, klezmer music was passed down from generation to generation. Initially, klezmer was performed at weddings because structurally it corresponds to traditional Jewish marital rites. The actual term klezmer music was coined by a Soviet musicologist in the late 1930s. It gained popularity in the West in the 1980s. One of Galicia's few klezmer musicians to survive the Holocaust was Leopold Kozlovsky. Known as the last klezmer of Galicia, he is a passionate promoter of klezmer. Now he lives in Kharkiv, Poland, where he teaches klezmer to non-Jewish students. Leopold Kozlovsky comes from a long line of klezmerim. His grandfather, Pesach Brandwein, together with his 12 musical sons, founded the most famous klezmer band in Galicia. One of Leopold's uncles is clarinetist Naftul Brandwein, regarded in America as the king of klezmer. In 1918, Leopold Kozlovsky was born in the Polish town of Peremyślany, near Lviv. Due to the shifting borders of the war years, it is now located in Ukraine. Before the Second World War, half of Peremyślany's 7,000 inhabitants were Jews. In September 1939, Poland was divided between Germany and Russia, and the town became part of Soviet Ukraine. By 1941, the town's population had nearly doubled, as Jews fled there to escape the Nazis. In July of 1941, the German army arrived in Peremyślany. Within 4 months, several labor camps stood nearby, and the slaughter of the town's Jews had begun. In May 1943, less than 2 years later, Peremyślany was declared Judenfrei, cleansed of Jews. When the Nazis came, Kozlovsky fled east, along with his father and brother. His mother stayed behind. She believed that Nazis would not harm women. The men got as far as Kiev. The SS discovered them hiding in a cemetery in the outskirts of the city. They were freed after Kozlovsky's father, Zvi, asked the SS if they could play something before getting shot. As they played, Leopold recalls watching the Nazis' rifles lower bit by bit with the music. The Kozlovskys returned to Peremyślany, where Zvi was shot along with 360 other Jews. Leopold's mother and brother were murdered soon after. Leopold spent several months in Nazi labor camps. In one, he taught a Nazi officer the accordion in exchange for food. In another, the Nazis forced him to compose a death tango and to play it while other Jews were led to their death. After the war, Leopold Kozlovsky studied music and graduated from the Lviv Conservatory and Kharkiv's Musical Academy. He settled in Kharkiv, where he became a leading musical figure in Poland. He conducted a military orchestra and established a world-renowned Roma and Jewish musical ensemble. He also directed the Jewish Theater in Warsaw, composed music for stage and screen, and edited the Polish version of Fiddler on the Roof. Leopold Kozlovsky is well known and revered in the North American entertainment industry. He performed with Itzhak Perelman in the film In the Fiddler's House and even appeared in Schindler's List in the role of an advisor. He continues to perform and intends to keep playing until his last moment. Music, he says, is his life and his revenge. In 1994, American klezmer musician and filmmaker Yael Strom released a film documenting Kozlovsky's first trip back to Peremyślany since 1945. The title of the film is The Last Klezmer, Leopold Kozlovsky, His Life and Music, and it is on YouTube. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Until next time, Shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.